Welcome back, Lister sisters, Lister misters, and Lister listeners, to another episode of Top Hat Topics. I'm your co-host, Jen Snyder, and with me as always,
Kristen Hughes.
And we're popping another bottle of Madeira for this week's show.
Why have you brought that? As always, at the beginning of every episode, we want to remind and encourage everyone to email us at tophattopics.podcast@gmail.com. Give us some feedback, answer some of our questions, tell us what's on your mind, or most importantly, nominate a gentleman Jack in your own life. We love reading those nominations every week and being able to pick somebody to recognize.
We absolutely do. And as always, we want to shout out our two Facebook groups, the Gentleman Jack HBO and BBC One TV show, and our crazy ladies over at the Lister Sisters Off Topic. That group is on and popping, as Kristen likes to say.
On and popping 24/7, 365.
It really is a kind of an empowering little group, and we love them both. They're both fun. Just diversions from work or anything important that you have to do in your life.
Absolutely.
Check those groups out.
I think that all almost 8,000 members of the big group, I think that that's just like almost 8,000 people that have completely been mentally removed from the workforce.
These poor people, I hope they don't have serious jobs that are really important. Like, watch this gauge. All right, yeah.
Our new religion is more important.
And Lister's hands? No, that's your sexual orientation.
It is.
Yeah, I got it. All right. So, y'all, we're going to get into this episode. It's probably going to be a little bit long because there's a lot of little juicy moments that we got to just, we got to talk some shit about them.
We do. We going to roast Mariana. Like a Christmas ham.
You've been looking forward to that all week.
I really have. I've really been looking forward to it. My disdain for her is not lost on anyone.
She's everybody's ex-girlfriend that they still fuck.
Sorry, I just threw up a little in my mouth.
I'm not wrong.
You're not.
All right, y'all. Let's get into it. HBO Static and away we go. God, I love the show. All right. Here we are. We're in the kitchen.
You know.
She's making up something.
Accordingly, cracking eggs. She looks like she's reading something. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a recipe or
she making some porridge.
Paper.
Having a little coffee. Probably tea. I'm full of
it. Right. You're right. I mean, probably is definitely tea.
It probably is.
Looks like she's reading a pamphlet.
They would love them pamphlets.
They sure do.
All right. Now, here's the new groomsman.
Here comes the NFL quarterback. Like, if I had to pick one thing to match his face to, it would be rookie NFL quarterback.
He's so hot. Okay, let's stop this right here. She is checking out his package.
She is 100% looking at his ding-dong.
It just got me. I just like, Gemma does it so good. She does it really well.
100%. And she's over there in lacy, interesting Paisley pattern, modest ass woman.
Almost sexy modest ass woman. And she is just loving Mr. Groomsman's presence, we'll say. I mean, the camera angle is so cool. The way Sally Wainwright did this shot, man, like, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. Look, just stop right there. Just pause it.
So she is staring right at his bulge. And the best part, and I didn't even realize this until probably the second out of now, I don't know, 12 times that I've watched all of it. In this scene, a rooster crows, or a cock crows, in the background. We live in Columbia, South Carolina, so it's nothing for us to say cock.
Yeah. That's our hometown tea. That it's just so well done. Like, these little moments, and I missed it the first time. Like, I haven't watched it religiously like you. I travel, I tour, I got things going on. I miss these little treasures like this, like the way she set the camera up for this guy's bulge.
On the table.
The intimacy coordinator is like, no, more bulge. We need more bulge. We really want to see her. We want to see her eyes bulge on this bulge is what I'm saying. Bulge.
And Gemma delivered.
She did.
I mean, this look on her face with her earlobe resting in her hand.
Oh, Lord.
Nothing says thirsty, modest-ass woman like that body language.
Like my cousin Mike says, she thinks he looks like a plate of good Lord with a side of help me, Jesus. That's good stuff. All right, moving on. And of course, and Lister don't give a damn.
Completely unfazed.
No, it's just like, I don't even, is he attractive? I hadn't noticed.
Mm-mm-mm. Who knows?
Yeah.
And Marion's like, oh, I have to go into Halifax. Mm-hmm. I can take him to Halifax with me. What does he need to do in Halifax? Can I help him get fitted for his groom outfit?
Anne's just like, my sister will sort you out. She's like, I certainly will. I certainly will sort you out, sir.
Bless her heart. She just looks like a little schoolgirl, all flushed and bewildered.
Yeah, I'm always all right. That's Anne for you, stubborn as hell. Didn't even notice the guy was fine. Why
Somber
would she?
Music. Yeah, she's like, oh, is he? Such a lesbian. Such a deb.
And here we are into our favorite intro ever. I really want a pair of those spats, man. I'm going to get me a pair. It's on my list.
I think you should.
I got the watch. I don't want to talk about the watch chain. That was, I know. Just, dude.
Mm. We'll fix it.
I'm going to do better next time.
Consult me next time.
I will. Did you see somebody got a ring? Like the one, and they got a ring box and everything. I want
to
ask them.
Oh, are you talking about Ann Walker's ring? Somebody got re-proposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
was
really cool.
Where did they get that box?
I don't know where they got that box from, but I know that Stephens Jewelers in Cheshire over in England, they do a perfect replica ring to Ann's onyx ring.
Maybe
that's
we're
incredible.
Just, maybe we're just dumb Americans, and that's how ring boxes look across the pond.
Well, you know what? I would much prefer that over a square
velvet
Zales box.
Child, when the time comes, I'm going to hunt me down one of them boxes. Mark my word.
Why do we get robbed of all the finer things in life?
Because remember when we threw all that tea? Remember how we done that?
Touché. You remember how we said, fuck the finer things in life? Yeah. And that was what our country was built on.
This is why we don't get crumpets or tea and why we eating biscuits and gravy. So, I mean, okay. I actually got Google. Yes.
One from Stop me.
All right, here we go. So this is really cool. He's a cartographer. He's making a map. Like the old fa- Like, kids don't even know what maps are, girl.
No.
Somebody was talking to me about it the other day, and they were like, my mom brought a book of maps. I was like, what are you doing?
You
I was
mean
like,
an atlas?
That's what I said.
I'm sorry, are you referring with the only way that you could travel more than 3 hours away from your home once upon a time?
Yeah, I've got a book of one of those in my car, book of maps. So I think this is the little baby Washington. She's a little baby dyke. That's a little baby dyke. That little sass, that little
attitude.
Oh, yeah,
she's sassy. She got a lot to say.
Mm-hmm. She's just right in the thick of things.
She
too.
Knows who she is.
This is who you were when you were little. Just standing right in the middle of everybody.
Actual footage. Like in the, like not only in the middle of the adult's business, but acting like I can handle it.
Yeah. This is my favorite part coming up. Where it's like basically like, what are you here for? And it's delicate. The little girl goes like, oh, we're very liberal here. Speak your mind.
And that sounds like something you would say,
that
Jen
does sound.
Snyder. Like I can hear that coming out of your
that's
mouth.
That's fair. Well, it's all right. We're very discreet here. I'm sorry. I don't mean to do a British accent.
It's okay.
Yeah. I like to do them, though. They're very fun.
I know. They're so fun. If you guys are so lucky.
You have beautiful accent. Feel free to mock our country-ass accents. I'm fine with that.
I would love to get some sound bites of some impressions.
Oh, I would live for it. So, look at how Thomas wore his very best ascot. His very best cravat. Is that the word?
His very best cravat and waistcoat.
Yeah. And he wants to marry his boo. And I love this. One of my favorite parts is like, how'd you even meet? And he's like, when you sent that letter. And the look, yeah. He's like, when he tells her he met her, he's like, oh, he's mad at himself. He's like, I should have never, ever sent my daughter. Oh, stupid me. I should have put her in the barn.
I should have sent the mouthy one.
I know.
Alone.
Oh, man, this show.
I think Susanna, the actress that plays Susanna, is so pretty. She is so just naturally pretty. She has soft features. She just looks like a sweet pea.
I got a lot of hate mail last week. But I think there's a lot of pretty people in this show. If you look past their characters to the actual actor.
Just in case you guys are needing a catch up on that, Jen got some hate mail that was super precious.
It was the most precious hate mail ever. Like, questioning. What are you thinking? And I was like, okay, that's fair. But then I pulled up a picture of her, and she's very attractive.
We had a spat over Miss Parkhill, but as it turns out, the actress will take. Miss Park Hill, not so much, unless you're Jen. She's fine with Miss Park Hill, too.
She has beautiful eyes.
They are beautiful.
Yeah.
But I can't get over 13 hair parts.
So everybody was listening in to Thomas asking the daddy for permission in that beautiful home that they live in that Ann Lister obviously lets them live in.
Can you imagine his life living with all those women?
Yeah.
Best life ever. And craziest.
And the craziest. And the poor grooms, and he's already getting put into it. Oh, and Gemma, she mad.
Mary. She big mad.
Yeah. But that.
And upset. But you know what? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Rawson. Just, you can fuck right off. Like, this is between you and Anne. There are a couple rules in this world. And one of them, perhaps most sacred, is you don't fuck with people's families.
Well, yeah. And you're also not supposed to tell their financial business. I'm pretty sure that's illegal. Well, here in the States, is it? I don't know. I've never had enough money to argue in a bank about.
Same though.
This overdraft fee will not stand. My family's land has been here for a century. I demand you take back this $25.
All three of them.
It's expensive being poor.
You saw I had a direct deposit going in a week and a half.
So look, she has to go prove to her sister that she still got the deed to Shibden, pulling out one of them fancy keys. Look at this cool little nooks and crannies in this house. You didn't even know that was a thing.
I know. Well, you know, the diaries were found in a wall panel in the house. Like,
she's such a super secret badass. I love Anne. But anyway, she got it in this stack of papers that how you would know it was in there. But of course she did.
I guess all the important things go in a ribbon. Yeah. Kind of like now everything goes into a fire safe lockbox.
Or a PDF file.
Or a PDF file.
You know, like, kids now won't get, like, they'll just get the password to their parents' Instagram instead of getting, like, photo albums and things like that. You know, like, who makes photo albums now? Think about that.
I do. I made one for my grandparents for Christmas.
Girl, I love stuff like that. My mama made me one for my birthday. I cried tears. Yes. Like, but that's the thing that I really kind of worry about younger people.
Well, it's okay. We're going to carry it through to the next generation.
We got this. So now they're just talking more about how she basically is telling her that Mr. Rawson got loud and embarrassed her in front of people at the bank.
And said that he would marry her himself just to get his hands on the coal and on Shibden. After he told her that he had the deeds to their family's ancestral home.
Yeah.
Which was a lie.
Yeah. He's basically fishing for information because he thinks women are stupid.
He's trying to get to Anne in any way that he possibly can.
Poor baby. And I would be mad as hell if my sister came home like that. I would be fit to be damn tied.
Oh, absolutely. Because they give each other hell, but that's as far as it goes. Anne can give her hell, but over her cold, dead body is some other motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. And she's crying and everything, and Anne is not cool with that.
I wouldn't be either in your pretty little modest-ass woman dress.
Yeah, she was wearing her very best modern-ass woman print, and he still disrespected her in the bank. I haven't the time for it, Kristen.
What a devil.
Everything. Oh, she's mad. She's so mad, and she's thinking.
She's seething.
Yeah. And, yeah, now she's brought in the A-team. What are we going to do, boys?
Come on, boys. I'll allow your advice.
Yeah.
She looks like a mob boss.
I never noticed before, but his eyes are very uneven. Did you see
Washington's?
That? Not Washington, the other guy, the older guy. Wait till it comes back to him. It was startling at first. Come, look this way, dude. Look this way.
Maybe that's why they only have him looking out one side of his face now.
And so she's basically having to tell him her business. What could she do? She'd have to sell the estate just to sink the pits, which she says is unthinkable.
And clicking that pocket watch, I bet that was the easiest thing Saran Jones ever did because she has so many little habits and ticks herself. I bet they were like, we need for you to click this pocket watch. And she was like,
I can do it.
I can do it.
So she's going back to get her carriage. He wants the jaunty music to get the carriage, honey. And so what's the groomsman's job? He don't even do the horses. It's he just sits no, on the back.
It's just like his job to attend to all her heavy lifting and protect her.
Man, I can't wait to be rich. I'm going to get me a groomsman.
We are getting a groom.
I'm short. Can you get this off the high shelf? This is heavy. Can you pick it up and put it up
there?
That's
literally his job. That's his whole job.
Mm-mm-mm. I cannot wait, honey. And so here we go. This doctor, I love him. He's Steph, one of my Steph.
Yeah. I know. It's a shame that his sister didn't get his same kind spirit.
He's a very charming character and very intelligent, and I love the way he's portrayed. And she cares about Anne so much. She's getting that third party care
Yeah, she's just casually trying to be like, if you happen to hear from her, if you could just like let me know exactly what she says.
He's a good discreet brother too. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, he knows the deal. I mean, you know, he knows the history.
And he's always giving good advice. They did send her a letter, him a letter, and he's letting her know about it. But they've still sought no medical advice, which Anne is... See, I see that look.
Because that son of a bitch, Sutherland, doesn't want her to get better. He wants to have all that Walker money in his name.
Bastard.
I'm just glad I didn't live in that time, Jim, because, you know, they would have strung me up. Can you imagine a man trying to own me and be like, oh, your money is mine? I'd have been like.
Girl, at least you're pretty. Like, I'm butch. I'd have been like some pig farmers. Like, I don't even know.
No, honey, we'd have been strung up together.
Yeah, holla back, friend. Not living that life. I will bow to no man.
Ever.
Ever. So she basically telling Stefan, I got to go. Oh, I'm sure my sister will be delighted to see you.
And now Anna's getting, you know, kind of sentimental. Like, she's really breaking down. Like, she's getting softer because she's hurting.
And she's tired of being alone. You hit an age in your life where you're just like, I don't want to be by myself. I want to be settled.
She is. And she thinks that her opportunity at having that has run its course. And she's wondering, you know, if things could work out between her and Mariana, that things would be right in the world. And the brother is just straight up like, don't you think too much water is under that bridge?
Yeah. And also, Anne could be helped if she had love and kindness in her life, which she doesn't get from anybody else really in her life.
Not genuinely.
No. Jaunty music. Here we go, honey.
Here we go.
Dun, 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 dun. Man, shout out to that band. This show changed their life overnight, I bet.
The one thing that I see posted in the most places are people wanting, like, the instrumental soundtrack to the whole show, like the scores.
Yeah, whoever did the score was amazing. Do you know that, Google?
No, everybody is like, when are they going to release, like, the only music that is released, to my knowledge, is a Julian Tiddo's song.
Well, shout out who did it. We're drinking Madeira. Once again, we want to shout out Blandy's Rainwater.
For always a lovely time.
And making this episode so much more palatable.
Nothing like a little nosh.
Where are our crumpets? All right. Oh, so the daddy is already gossiping. He wants to know whether or not Rawson was drunk when he said that to her. Which, I mean, who talks to a woman like that early?
Yeah, and because
morning?
Now daddy's mad. Daddy's like, okay, you know, my big girl, Anne, she can handle herself, but you ain't going to mess with my baby girl.
Yeah.
That you've pushed it too far now.
And keep on with that sibling rivalry, pulling the food right out of Miriam's hand while she's getting it out of the plate.
Always. Yeah.
But yeah, she's like, I'm gonna invite him over and make him apologize.
Don't
to
you
her
guys
face.
Worry.
Yeah. Dude, you have to love somebody. Have you anybody ever had someone do that? Make somebody else apologize to you?
Oh, yes.
It's so good. It's the sweetest apology you'll ever have. It's not a sincere one, but I don't want that.
And if you're in a situation where somebody else has to make somebody apologize, you have no reason to want a real one because you're never going to get it. But it sure is nice to see somebody like that.
Shout out, Anne.
Have to deal.
So here she has scumbag over to the house. Makes the dog stay in the carriage.
Because she eats dogs.
They don't even have air conditioning in that carriage, you son of a bitch.
Like, you are wrong. Anne has two beautiful dogs.
And look at Anne. She's staging the room.
With Madeira.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Little ding.
Mm-hmm. It is good. I get it. When they start downing the glasses of it, once we started drinking it, I was like, okay.
Yeah, we didn't know.
It's very good. Oh, he's such a bastard.
I mean, I could certainly understand in this day and age how easy it would have been to become a drunk if this was what was around for the drinking.
And then he just comes in and barges into their house. She sets it up like a courtroom, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but he's mad because he went and saw his mama. Bold move, man.
And she's like, oh, yeah, that guy that you sent out?
Yeah.
Hey-ho. He was clutching his family jewels when he walked away from me.
I think Marion, he was crying in the end.
Marion is absolutely just horrified.
Oh, and she's busting out. Maybe get three or four next time because I'm a badass bitch. That one wasn't good enough. Would you like a glass of Madeira? And
chink. Why, yes, we would.
Perhaps a small one. I want to get us some glasses like this, too. I'm on the hunt for these little tiny glasses.
Little brandy sniffers.
I have a friend who has some, but they're like a set from her family. But I'm going
to
find us
some. We can go to like a consignment shop. We can put Amanda on the hunt. You know she loves that.
That is her thing. All right, so they're already breaking into the Madeira. And she's letting, don't ever humiliate my sister.
You done it fucked up.
He called her a thickhead, too. What a dick.
I was only teasing. Mm. You know what? That's what every bully ever says when they get confronted. Like, oh, you're just being a little bitch. I was teasing.
Mm-hmm.
No, you weren't.
Most truth is said in jest. You know how I feel about that. But your mama likes me. And she always has.
Done.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't tell you anything that wasn't true.
And the look on Marion's face after she says that was like, oh, my.
And I do like how she just keeps handing him glass after glass of Madeira.
She's setting him up. And he thinks that he is big dicking her right now. Little does he know that he is reacting to everything that she has set up.
Yeah, and he's threatening her again. There'll be repercussions if you keep saying.
And it's like too easy for her. Like the whole expression on Saran Jones' face as Ann Lister having this conversation is, you're really making this easy on me. Like, you're giving me all the information that I wanted.
Mm. That bastard. And also, this Madeira will get you really quickly. Like, if you drank several glasses quickly like that, I might confess to all kinds of things after three quick glasses of Madeira.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely for sipping.
Mm. And she's just letting him know, I'm on to you, motherfucker. I know everything you do. I know that you... It was you in the gig that time. I know that it was you that sent the goon. I know you've been stealing my coal. I know you done hurt my sister's feeling in the bank. And I know you're worried that I'm going to fuck your life up when I sink my pit.
I know that's right.
Right. Mm-mm-mm. And your price was ridiculous. Yeah, fuck you, dude. No. My price reflected what you already took.
Yeah, like, I'm not being unreasonable. I was just charging.
Yeah.
The price of the goods that you have acquired.
Yeah. And I was trying to give you a gentleman's way out of it. I was trying to give you the respectable
because
way out.
Because we are two respectable, well-known families. Mm-hmm. She was trying to do him a favor.
He's such a scumbag.
God, I just want to punch him in his face.
Yeah. But shout out to the actor because he plays it so perfectly.
He's actually really precious in real life. I've seen some videos of him and I'm just like, Jesus.
I like people like that though. I love somebody that can play a bad guy to the you know, Alan Rickman. Right?
Jen, you always bring him up and you know it's gonna make me emotional.
I'm just saying the man could play a villain and he could play something really good too. And that's
he could play
that's,
anything.
That's a depth.
He
of
was
human
a god
soul.
Amongst men.
That's true.
Rest in peace, Alan Rickman. Cheers.
Cheers. And he's
pour
also
one out for our homie.
He's also helping himself to the Madeira now. And he's vaguely admitting it, which means, yeah, he done it.
Ooh. Oh, she is not having it.
And now she's like, were you drunk? Because you just drank three glasses of Madeira right
like,
now.
And this scene has been going on. We have seen the entirety of this conversation. I believe it's probably lasted about 4.5 minutes.
Mm. Well, we think you were drunk. And you were probably drunk when you were drunk driving a gig.
You were drunk driving the gig. You took off a boy's leg and killed an innocent chicken. Ooh. Don't you know that chickens are how we pay people around here?
I signed the chickens.
Those were my chickens.
Mm. And she's just letting him know being drunk does not excuse everything you've done, you bastard. But when you systematically, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, steal my coal, that is not drunk.
You just a shit-ass person.
Heard.
There ain't no fixing that. You can fix drunk.
And he still says he's not stealing your coal, but you know he's a damn liar.
But he admitted it already.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how are you going to admit that you're doing it and then say, I am not?
There will be. Yeah, she's like, yeah, there'll be repercussions. You'll send more goons.
In the back of her mind, she's like, what else can society do to me? Everybody calls me a gentleman Jack behind my back. Y'all have done all this terrible shit to me my whole entire life just for me being who I am. And you want to talk to me about repercussions? Bring it on. Mm-mm-mm.
And Marianne just like, why are you making me sit through all this in my modern ass woman pattern? She's wearing that's her favorite dress.
I think that's my favorite. I really do enjoy those colors on her.
Yeah. And he's basically telling her that he'll flood her pits if she doesn't quit with this.
It's just a shame that there weren't, like, tape recorders back then. But you know what? Now that I think about it, just as that left my lips, other than having him behave and address his behavior toward Marion, another reason why she probably had her in the room is for a witness.
Yeah.
So Marion served a double purpose. She was the one that deserved the apology, but she was the one, and everybody knows that she's not going to do her sister any favors because she's a modest ass woman.
Yep.
She's just going to do the right thing. So she's the perfect witness.
So here they are back talking to Mr. Washington.
I just feel like everybody deserves to have somebody like Mr. Washington working for them. I mean, he gets shit done.
He sure does. And he figures out what it'll take for her to sink her pits. You know, how they can do it. They can do it in two shifts. You'll see the profit sooner. But, basically the risk is the same money-wise. She's got to do the same. She's going to do something shiesty.
Oh, and
she's up against the wall. What do you want her to do? She had the money, and then her fiancé run off.
R-U-N-N-O-F-T.
So she's talking to the lawyer, figuring out where she's going to get the money from.
Tapping her beautiful hand on that desk. Oh, Fingers McGee.
Oh, Fancy Fingers McGee. Mayor of Fancy Fingertown.
Oh, how
you
taunt me.
They are some nice fingers.
I saw a meme the other day that it might have been today or yesterday on our Lister Sisters Off Topic group. That was a picture of the hand part in the intro, and I said the lesbian equivalent of a dick pic.
You're not wrong.
And I was like, damn, unsolicited.
I feel attacked. So she's offering up the deeds to Shibden, blah, 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 blah.
That's just crazy, too, because, like, I'm just saying, I've never been a wealthy person, but my mama always told me there are two things you never want to do. You never want to get a title loan or get a loan up against your house. Like, don't ever let nobody have the title to your car or the title to your home.
Well, she had to do what she had to do to get the pits set.
I know.
Oh, she's leaving again, and she's telling her aunt about all her travels, and her aunt hates it.
But she's trying to be so supportive. Marion just broke the fourth wall.
Yeah,
did y'all see?
Because she's jealous. It was a jealous fourth wall break.
Because, again, she's left there.
Yeah. And she's still not the favorite. She's the one that's always around doing all the stuff, but she's still not the favorite.
Not even close.
So we're going to take a little break here, you guys, and we'll stop back at 24:46. See you soon. All right, we're back, y'all. Everybody's sitting at tea, and the aunt's upset that Anne's leaving because she hates that more than anything.
But she wants her to go, too, because she knows that she's happiest traveling.
Yep. And she makes Marion run her little errands. Go on now, and then it's done.
Go, Marion.
So irritated. Little sister irritated.
I think that anybody that has a little sister can relate. I know that I can.
So here she goes. Will you ever so often write to my ex's aunt and see how she doing? Can you do that for me?
And Aunt Anna's like, you're playing with fire.
No, is she going to do it?
You but she that. Will. You're playing with fire.
Yeah, of course I'll do that.
But I love you, so I'll do it.
If it's what you want.
Dramatic music.
I mean, she needs to know how she is. She can't help that her mental health wasn't well. That's not, you know. If she wanted Anne to stay when she left, she didn't want to do that. But
the whole situation is just difficult. And, like, honestly, one aspect of all this that I really appreciate are the moments that we see Anne be emotional. Like, she is going through this traumatic ending of a relationship, basically. But somehow, even though it's still fresh, it's still brand new, it's just happened, she is living her life. She's doing things exactly as she would. She's taking care of business. She's planning to travel. Like, yeah, she's completely miserable and she's running away, but she's functioning. And I've definitely been in a situation when something similar to that has occurred where it just completely crippled my life. And you just couldn't move. And the fact that she is moving, it just makes me feel like, damn, think of all that wasted time of like allowing myself to be downtrodden when I could have just like hurt and kept it moving.
For sure. But that's what Anne does. She keeps it moving. But she's still a little sad.
A body in motion stays in motion.
Yeah. But she can't help thinking about it a little bit. Even though. And she's trying to let you know, I might have to call you back because of Ann, and don't be a bitch about it when I do.
Like, I know that she'll want you here, and you and I both know that you want to be here. Yeah. Don't act hard.
And so she's having Miriam do something on her behalf. Go talk to Mrs. Washington and see if you can't get that girl on board. Well, I mean.
Yeah, and, you know, I just think that Anne is in the stage of just, like, acceptance. Because, you know, she had her feelings about Soudan and Washington marriage. She had her feelings about John Booth proposing to Eugenie. I think that she just, like, reached acceptance where she's like, you know what? Other people are allowed to be happy. Like, just because I can't have it for myself doesn't mean that I need to be.
So then they got the big emotional hug. She actually loves Marianne.
Didn't that hug look so good, too? Like, let me tell you about the money I would have paid to have been the peanut butter and jelly in that sandwich.
I don't know that, like, you know, that's one of those hugs. Like, I guess back then you didn't know if you were coming home if you went out on a long trip. So you better give a really good, tight last hug because I'm off.
Oh. Going to talk to Daddy Lister.
And just so you know, I'm going to sink the pit.
Just giving you a heads up, right as I'm walking out the door.
When? Now. They're doing it now. It's already done. But nobody needs to know about it.
She's smart, man. She just gets her business done, and before anybody can give her any lip, she's like, by the way, I'm leaving.
See you later.
This is what's happening. Peace and blessings.
That is very smart. And then, you know, of course, he wants to know how she paid for it. And it's tight, but it's manageable. I got it all figured out.
And Daddy Lister's like, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And shouldn't you be here to manage it? Because I don't want to. I ain't going
to
do it.
He's like, I'm trying to golf on Thursdays.
Mm-mm-mm. So you might hear a little bit of something on the hill, but don't worry about it. I got it under control. Washington knows what's going on.
I'm going to be across the ocean.
Yeah.
But just tell Washington to holler at your girl.
He's like, I told you before I didn't want to deal with this shit because it's unpleasant. Somber music. She's leaving. Damn, Dad's mad.
Here she goes, leaving Shibden.
Yep. Already off again.
I wish all the things that are in that bag or that basket are like my favorite things. Some bread, some cheese, and a couple bottles of beer. I'd have been like, oh, hell yes, this carriage ride is about to be lit.
Did you miss the part where she said a couple tongues?
Tongues?
Watch it again. Read the closed captions.
For the journey. There's some bread and cheese
and tongue and apples.
Mm-hmm. Somebody tell me, email us or Facebook message us. Do what you need to do. I need to know what tongue.
It's probably tongue. It's probably
tongue of what?
Or probably cow, or probably maybe sheep, or possibly even pig. They eat tongue now. You can go to a Mexican restaurant and get tongue tacos right now, my friend. Have you not seen that?
Like jerky?
No, ma'am. Tongue? Like tongue. I have a picture I'll show you sometime.
Like if tongue. You cut up a chicken breast and saute it tongue?
Like it
but
looks
the
like,
chicken breast is a no, tongue?
Listen, my friend, it looks like tongue. Like you know it's tongue. Like there's no, it's tongue. There's taste buds. It's tongue. They eating tongue.
So it's like a scallop with a taste bud.
No, it's like a tongue. It's like, I can't with you right now.
Somebody let me know about tongue.
The Madeira has clouded your mind. It's like a genuine tongue. It's probably calf tongue, I would imagine. Cow tongue, excuse me. But anyways, everybody's waving bye to Anne as she gets in the gig with her tongue.
Anne is so precious. Like, she just got that kind of face, a spirit that just made. I just feel like if I knew Aunt Anne, I would just want to have my arm around hers and my head on her shoulder at all times.
Aunt Anne's the best.
The Sutherland home in Scotland is beautiful. Can I just say that that is ultimate life goals, to just have a huge piece of land on the coast in the UK somewhere where I've just got rolling hills of meadows and a beautiful home.
It looked a little sterile to me, but I don't like a house without a porch. I'm Southern like that.
I love a house with a lot of porch.
Yeah, whole lot of porch. Wrap around.
That's it. That's where it's at. Yeah. I mean, that's where it's at.
And she can't help it. She's drawing pictures of her baby. She misses her so much.
She is such a good artist.
And her poor damn sister. This is like the worst life to me. I mean, me personally. I know a lot of people want to be moms and shit like that, but I
mean, honestly, it does look like, to me, like I want one. But she's got like three toddlers.
And she's always dragging them around.
I would be so, I mean, I get stressed out dragging myself around.
Girl, I get stressed out just watching her. Oh, and now I got a little drum. Oh, hell no. Get out of here with your little drum.
He's real cute, though. Look at his little stockings with his little trousers and a little waistcoat and the collar on his shirt. I mean, just a little prince.
Shout out to her being able to go through childbirth three times in 1832. That must have been... Like, what kind? They didn't have any, like...
That's a bad bitch. I mean, they had, like, ether and morphine. Good, and they had an antiseptic. But it's not like they were going to plug you with the epidural like they do now where you don't even feel
it's damn near 2020 and you couldn't talk me into that shit now. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, they got medicines. They got...
Point is that Elizabeth Walker Sutherland is a bad bitch.
She's a bad bitch.
She's in a bad situation, but she's a bad bitch.
And fuck Anne Walker, she just misses Anne Lister so bad.
And she reminds me of homegirl that played Linda in Gia.
Okay, I don't know.
You don't remember the movie Gia with
Angelina Jolie and Linda? Not enough to
she
catch
was,
that
I mean,
reference.
She was like...
I mean, I'm sorry. I don't. That's all I'm saying.
It's she was like cult culture love of lesbians.
All right, so here's Anne Lister. She gay rushing somewhere. Oh, and the groomsman, he done pissed off Jeannie by shutting her in the door.
Just shut her in there. You already know they're off to a bad start. Bad start.
And so I get the impression, does he know that they're
100%.
Doing it? Oh, he does?
Oh, yes. And in the actual diaries and in the companion book as well, he did and behaved in ways to try and have dominion over Anne as well, because he knew what their relationship was. He was completely aware.
He didn't care?
I'm sure he cared, but, you know, he was out whoring around.
He's like, you go deal with that bitch. I don't want to. Take her on vacation.
He gave Mariana an STD, and in turn, Mariana gave it to Anne, and she lived with it for most of her adult life.
Gross. And so anyways, one of his nephews has died in a very tragic way in 1832.
In a machine. Got a slave.
Bone-crushing mill. In a bone-crushing mill. It literally was made to crush bones. Oh, God.
I mean, you know he felt like all of it. Well, I mean, until adrenaline completely kicked in and his body went into shock.
But this heartless bitch, she ain't gonna go with her husband.
Because she gonna get some booty.
She's gonna go on a trip with her girlfriend instead. She's just like every bad ex-girlfriend. Just like every bad ex-girlfriend you have. Not all your exes are bad, but that one bad one, she's that
bitch. The one bad one. Just trifling.
Yeah.
Just grimy.
Just shady. Lying to you. Gaslighting you. Pulling some bullshit. And she's like, he wants me to go with him, but I'm a bitch, so I'm going to go with you. The first time I saw this, I was like, what a bitch. Go with your husband. Somebody just died. What's wrong with you?
Like even if you're not in love with your husband, like you feel about Anne, like that's still somebody you're sharing your life with. Like,
oh, Lord, they're already done it. I mean, she's been there about 10 minutes I'm telling you. Already in 90s. Oh, and shout out to the lighting and Saran Jones. Yeah, it's not important.
It's important. The natural lighting paired with the sheer linen.
Lord have mercy. Sweet baby Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for the blessings you have bestowed upon us.
She is so hot. Good God. And she's just like, because I was lonely. That's why you're there. Because you're lonely. That's why we always go back to the bad ex-girlfriend. Because we're lonely. We're sad.
It's familiar.
We don't feel good about ourselves.
They'll gas you up for 5 minutes. But don't get it twisted. You're going to pay for it.
Yeah. And then she's, are you crying? She's, ugh.
I hate the way she calls her Freddie, too. It's almost condescending.
Yeah, you've said that several times. Ugh. I don't know why you hate it so much. It doesn't feel familiar to
it's
you.
It's the way, no, it's the way that she says it. I'm all for pet names, little inside.
But you feel morsels. Like she does it to be kind of give her shit.
Yeah, I think that it's a way that she holds some power over Anne. It's a pet name that she says with the right amount of
derision.
Yes, exactly.
All right. And so here she's telling, you know, and of course this nosy bitch, man, it didn't work out. Man. And, you know, she asked her to marry her. And I want her to move in with me. It wasn't just about the money. Well, maybe a little bit at first, but.
And Mariana is, but you're married to me. Kiss my neck.
Yeah.
Touch you gently.
You're the one I really love, even though I married this man.
And Anne's like, are you for real right now? Is this where we are? I thought we were fuck buddies.
Mm-hmm. And now she's mad because that was her backup plan.
And how shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe you're trying to have a real life with somebody. You're my backup plan. We agreed to it.
Yeah.
What a selfish, narcissistic bitch.
She's the worst. They always be fighting in bed, like you do with the bad ex-girlfriend.
It's always the bad ex-girlfriend.
Oh, it is. You do it, and then you fight afterwards. Oh, the bad ex-girlfriend.
And then you hate yourself.
Mm-hmm. And then I guess she's all buddy-buddies with whatever, whoever, what's-her-face's handmaid
lady's
is.
Lady's maid is.
She's like, you better get in the back.
Break the fourth wall. She's like, can you believe this bitch thinking she's going to get in the carriage with us?
I know. I'm riding with my girlfriend. She done broke it twice that time. She's like, this. Classes. We in classes here.
Do you not know how this social structure works?
Here we go, y'all. The big moment.
There's the
what the?
Beloved thermometer.
This is a very butch lesbian thing to do. I'll have you know this is the latest technology, okay? Yes, it is giant, but it is the cutting edge, okay? There's mercury in this motherfucker. You don't know.
I love how she's just having this conversation. Like she completely cut Mariana off. Mariana's like emotional. She's like, you don't understand the implications. She's like, you think it's gonna rain?
God. She's like, I really don't care about your life. I'm worried about my thermometer right now. Mm-mm-mm.
Like, bitch, you done broke my heart so many times. Do you really expect for me to show sympathy and or empathy you right now?
But this whole scene only points out what a more selfish bitch she is. She's talking about somebody's death and how it affects
her.
What will happen to her. That's shitty. What a bitch.
She's a narcissist.
True bad ex-girlfriend style.
She's that bad ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Planning to move your little Miss Walker in. I sure was. I was going to move her right on in the ship. Then I done asked and my auntie, my sister, my dad.
And like, we have history. Like, you know I do anything for you, but I already been down this road with you more than once, more than twice, more than thrice.
Yeah, I've asked you a million times to let go of this and come be my woman. And all you always say no.
It's just like that bad ex-girlfriend, too. As soon as they see you moving on and, like, being with somebody that's actually going to be good for you.
There they come.
Boy, they'll all of a sudden care.
Yep.
It all of a sudden matters.
Yep. And here she is. Still, it's all about her. All about her. I've asked you a million times, well, yeah, but what if something happens to my plan?
She's like, bitch, I might have been distraught, but I'm not deaf.
I'm not dumb. Mm. You're bringing back some very poor memories.
You are. That's code. That is 1832 for you are pissing me off.
I love how she, I like to have my thermometer with me on holiday. It's not illegal.
It is not illegal, bitch. I can bring my thermometer with me anywhere I want to go.
It's so big.
Do not forget who the boss is here. Look at my big thermometer.
Got that big thermometer energy. She's so cute. I thought it'd be a cool place to hide your dildos. In the thermometer?
In the thermometer?
I'm a weird person. You know, it's 1832. You can't just have those out in your luggage.
That reminds me of Adam Sandler and the Hot Chick when he's like, and if you look a little bit closer, you can hide your weed there.
I didn't want to say weed, but that'd be a cool way to hide your weed too, man.
This on the other side is, and if you look here, this is an exact replica of Ann Lister's big thermometer. And all you lesbians can hide your dildos there.
You can hide your dildos here. Oh, and here's that scary Muppet Mama. Why are you letting her hold the baby? She's going to eat that baby. Why would you just let her hold that baby?
Do not let 1832 Jabba hold the baby. She's going to eat it.
She's going to absorb its life force at the very least.
At the very, very least.
And here they are. We're having some tea. Awkward tea, obviously. That's the only thing they serve up in that goddamn house.
That's definitely the awkward tea.
I hate this dude. Such a peckerwood asshole.
He is such a dick.
Yeah. His mama's shifty too.
Clueless. Yeah. She's clueless. She's somebody that her whole life, all she's done is what men have told
her. Apples and trees are very much a thing. I was at a baby shower one time, and this horrible woman just said something really gross. It was a friend of mine who was, her ex-husband was coming because it was their kid. And I was like, God, who's this bitch? And as soon as he walked in, he's like, hi, mom. And I was like, oh, there we go.
Now it all makes sense. And
it's all coming together. This horrible woman is your mom. But anyways, so Anne's writing and
reading.
Sexy-ass outfit.
Just trying to mind her own business.
I wish I looked that cool doing anything arbitrary as reading and writing.
No doubt.
All you do is write and read. You should apologize to me. Oh, classic badass girlfriend move. Telling somebody else when they should apologize. No. I only apologize when I think I've done something wrong.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah.
Oh, we're having bitchy tea right now. Bitchy tea by the fire. Mm-hmm.
And this is the C-U-N-T-T.
You know what miseries, what agonies I've been through being with you? That's another ex-girlfriend move. Everything I've sacrificed to be seen with your butch ass.
Yeah, think about how you used to dress. You were so sporty spice. Mm. Everybody talked about it. I was mortified.
Is that a man? I hate that question so much. I hate that question more than anything. Are you a man or a woman?
Like, you know what?
Does it matter?
Suck a dick. Oh, wait, Mariana. Yeah. You are.
Yeah. She put up with all that because she loved you. She never left her husband or was with you exclusively, but she endured other people's judgment because she loved you. Oh.
She is a pill.
This bitch is the worst.
She really is. If we could make bad ex-girlfriend be defined in the dictionary, it could just be a picture of Mariana Lawton.
She's like bad ex-girlfriend golem. She's like if we took all the bad ex-girlfriends and like put them in one lump and made like a monster. That's Mariana, the bad ex-girlfriend golem.
Yeah.
She's the worst. And still this bitch, come live with me. Give up your life. I won't go to Paris. I won't do nothing else but be devoted to your bitch ass.
Relentlessly understanding. Like, please, I'll do what I've got to do. I'll take care of us. Please.
And then, ever the pillar of badassery. Well, think about it. We'll just go into London or whatever. Just think about it.
We'll carry on.
Like I do. Because, hey ho, I carry on.
Hey ho.
Gentle music, kiss on the forehead. Bitch, go back to your bitchy tea. I'm trying to write here.
You know, there are only two types of kiss on the forehead, though. There's like precious, sweet kisses on the forehead. And then they're like, I don't have time for you. I just need for you to go away. kisses on the forehead. There's no in between. It's one or the other.
I love that there's no photographs or anything but that they can have. But she drew her perfect. But she drew her so she would have her to look at.
What she had in her mind to be able
to. Can you imagine somebody loving you enough to draw you from memory? I can't either. I can't.
I would. So I don't know. I really don't know how I would respond.
I hope a love like
that.
That exists. I haven't seen it yet. But
Amanda has drawn on me.
We'll take it.
So.
So here's a sister coming in to have a little private talk. Her sister's hot. Can I say that?
Yeah. Girl, once I show you Linda from Gia, you know what? Keep talking. Keep watching. Y'all are going to get the live reaction to when she realizes who I'm talking about.
She's a honey and a half. And so she's doing what I would never let anybody do. Don't let me. Why are you looking at my book? Get out of my book. My drawing book. This is my personal private drawing book. Yeah, the sister is hot. Very, very hot. And basically, she's letting her know, I'm not going to marry him, so he's wasting his time if the whole reason he's coming to dinner. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That Linda.
She is gorgeous.
Doesn't Elizabeth remind you of Linda?
Yeah, she does. She does a lot.
Yeah.
That's a good actress. So basically, she's telling him, you know, she's telling her sister to come to dinner just to be polite. But, like, I don't think there was any polite in 1832. That was, like, almost saying, well, I'll marry you because I came to dinner one damn time.
Well, that's how it was expected for women. Like, oh, somebody who has a decent name or if you're over a certain age, any man, if they come and they're polite to your daddy and I.
And I do like that the sister says, I promise you I won't let them bully you into something.
Like, thank you for playing along, but and I'm not going to let this go down.
And she's basically admitting that she's afraid to him. And the plight of every woman is so much more complicated when you have children. Is that not like every woman, especially a gay woman that married because they felt like they had to, and then had children? Like, it's complicated once you do that. Like, right. Oh, we're lucky to be born gay when we were. And even as old as we are, there are still right. people that have and did marry in something. I need a little more Madeira. I'm sorry.
A little more Madeira.
It's been a rough episode, you guys. Not really. I've been having
Not
fun.
Really. It's been fun. It hasn't really been rough.
Nah. It's been a fun, jaunty little episode.
It's been rough for all the jokes we've had to make.
Yeah. But I do feel bad for Ann Walker. She's missing her baby. She's far from home. I've been there. That's an ugly feeling. That lonely feeling of not having anybody that you really need around. Poor baby. All right, jaunty music, honey. Here we are.
Here we go. We're in London. It's beautiful. Looks like a crisp London day.
How did they get the shots for old London and stuff like that? Did they build sets and stuff like that? Or they just go to places that still kind of look?
I believe that the UK areas were actually done on location.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. So here we go. We got a happy, happy, happy Ann Lister. She's going to see the ex-girlfriend who just had a baby.
She's going to see Vera. She's going to go see the good ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
It was painful, but Ann's like, it's all right, girl. At least you did it the right way. Like,
she did, and she didn't lie to her, and she, you know, and then she ran right over to see her new baby. I love me some Ann. She's just classy like that.
Ann Louisa.
Mm-hmm. And after Donald's mother.
But right. But Vera herself is like, whatever he thinks.
That's what he likes to think.
She comes out with great ideas and is brilliant and bursting with energy. I'll know.
Oh.
Which is really code for, I named her Ann after you.
I kind of like that. That's hot. I wouldn't like, be mad if an ex-girlfriend did that. I'm like, okay, all right.
And a little girl, too. I'd be like, all right, like, you didn't marry me, but that's serious to name your baby after somebody.
And Ann Lister holds a baby like it's something to be examined.
She's studying it. Yeah. But now she's got it in her arms, and she's like, oh, this is kind of cute. I think I feel something. Oof, let me throw these gloves away. I want to touch this baby.
She still kind of holds it like a specimen a little bit. Like, what is this? All right.
I mean, I don't know how anybody can not feel that way over babies. I lose my entire mind over babies. Mm. I want to smell the top of their head.
Yeah,
they're perfect. Their little fingers and their little toes.
I don't want to hold your new baby. You just got that thing. I might drop it. I don't, come on, man. Oh. I don't want to drive your new Porsche. I don't want to hold your new baby. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I would never think I would drop a new baby because I'm holding them so tight. Mm-hmm. So, like a baby bird, firm but gentle.
It's a cute baby, too.
It is.
And once again, somebody has lent their newborn baby to strangers on a television show.
Shout out again. Maybe it's the same baby.
Yeah, maybe this baby's getting work. This baby's putting food on the
this
table.
This baby has been working since
all y'all
it was
moms
3 months
and
old.
Parents out there, go look at your baby and say, what you done for me today? What kind of chickens have you put on the table in this house?
How many chickens did you bring in?
Mm-hmm. And so, of course, Ann Lister's excited.
She's got cards from people. She's in society now. She's busy.
People like her. She's cool.
How could you not like her?
Yeah.
Can you imagine meeting her and not be obsessed with her? I'd be like, there's something wrong with me. This is not. I mean, she's been dead for 200 years, and people right now that are obsessed, obsessing over Ann Lister.
It's true that. And she's already telling her, she's like, look, I got to get ready and go. We're leaving. I'm out. Bye.
I'm going to dinner.
Yep. See ya. Look how mad she is.
And Lord have mercy. Shout out to Saran Jones' shoulders, her collarbones. That girl is so fit. Like, look at her. Look at the sinewy
neckline. Good.
Just her muscles. Mm-hmm. I mean, my God. And just look at her.
And
she did really good making herself look awkward or, like, uncomfortable in that dress, though. Like, her body language, her posture.
She did. She really did. And she's a beautiful woman who's probably very used to wearing dresses anytime. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll say that again. And even Mariana's like, oh, my God, baby girl, you is looking fine.
Yeah, she
and
does.
And Anna's surprised. She's like, oh. It's like every now and then, you I know, like, do. You know, she's masculine most of the time, but she's having her moment. She's like, oh, she's I look pretty.
She's like, well, I try not to be late, but anyways, I probably will be. I got to wear my little tiny coat that I got on, you know, see.
I was just trying to be polite and tell you I would try to not be late.
Yeah. It's a shame you don't know them, but you can't come, but bye. Bye.
Ta-ta for now.
Me and my little coat are out.
Peace and blessings.
Right. Oh, and yep. And she's off. Now we're back to the Soudans here on the Soudan farm. Oh,
and oh my God, somebody who looks. Yep.
It's Mr. Washington.
It is Mr. Washington. Yeah. I was getting confused with that.
Here he is.
And y'all know what I got confused with.
Tie up the horse. I got to go talk to the boy. We'll see what's going on. All right. Here comes Mr. Washington coming to talk to Thomas. And he spoke to his daughter.
Susanna and Miss Lister.
It's Susanna, isn't it? You know, if it's country, it'd be Susanna. But these people, it's Susanna.
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 I don't know. Anyways, you can marry my daughter.
We'll call her Susie.
Yeah. Bring 6 chickens by my house later and a goat. I don't know what dowries went for then.
And he's so cute. He's like, have you told her?
And he's like, no, I thought you might like to do it. Mr. Washington's such a good dude. Is it?
I mean, if you had a wife and that many daughters, you'd have to be a good dude.
Yeah, like, that's probably fair.
How could you not be to see the real weight of a woman's world with that many, like, little women that you help make?
Oh, and here we go. The mom's starting a big lie. We got a note that said he'd taken himself off to Liverpool. See, too many details.
Exactly.
Should have just stuck with. Nope, we ain't heard nothing.
He just disappeared.
Yeah.
Too many details.
Will get you in trouble.
Does not necessarily mean you're telling the truth.
Nope. Have you got the note? Oh, no.
It's been a couple weeks.
One of the little ones must have scribbled on it or lit a fire with it. Okay.
Washington's like, this seems unlikely, but whatever.
God, Mom, I'd have just been like, what are you doing? Shut up. So we're back in London. Somber music this time.
With some indistinct shouting.
Here we are having some morning tea.
This is mind my own fucking business tea.
Yeah, a little bit of the cold shoulder tea. Here it is. It's curious. Hold on, pause.
Here she
is on her bullshit. As curious as the 1832 version of, I just think it's funny how, right? Right? Is that not the 1832?
That is it.
It's curious.
Is 1832 for, I just think it's funny how.
You're sitting there eating dinner, breakfast, having some tea, reading the paper, minding your own business. Out of nowhere, nobody, .. not one single person. This bitch. I just think it's curious.
It's true. Like, that is one of the three statements that if your woman says that to you, you know that it's about to be a long day.
Oh, what are we doing today? Oh, we fighting. We fighting all damn day long.
And maybe tomorrow. Tamari.
I just think it's funny. So it's curious. Go on. How you haven't mentioned Miss Walker once. Why are you bringing that up at breakfast? I'm just trying to read the paper, bitch.
Like, what a mean bitch. And she's looking at her like, fool, you have known me for over 20 years. Like, you don't know that I'm trying to just stay busy and not think about it. But thank you.
Yeah, but she's handling it like a boss. She just puts the tea down and like, if you can't keep yourself busy in London.
And now she's trying to, again, gaslight her by saying, oh, all these friends you have here, like, what do you think you're going to get out of them ultimately? Like, they don't really like you. They're using you because you amuse them. You're a freak, basically, is what she's saying.
I have had someone say that to me, and it hurts really bad. And she handles this so well. A clever court jester. That part in the scene, like, wounded me to the core, my friend. But her eyebrow up with that tea and that paper, I want to be that. That's the embodiment.
She knows her self-worth.
Yeah. I suspect you're saying that to be hurtful, and we can discuss why you want to be hurtful. Damn.
That was 1832 for what we now call gaslighting. That was her way of saying, you know what, I know that you're gaslighting me right now, and good try. We can talk about your problems later. Yeah. Mm.
But the higher one up gravitates in higher society, our oddities don't seem to matter. Which she's kind of right. The more, I don't know, the more educated, the more sophisticated people are, the less they seem to care about you being different. They kind of enjoy that.
They do. Mm. And then she's like, oh, well, they don't want to bang you.
She's so mean.
You're not attractive, Mariana. In fact, it's the opposite and parochial. And suddenly that pissed her off. And like, no, you did not just call me parochial.
Hold on, real pause. What's parochial mean?
Parochial is synonymous with like small-minded and I had it in my brain and it left
my
me.
Bad. My
but
bad,
parochial is synonymous for simple-minded. Okay. Simple-minded, small-minded, uneducated.
And now her husband's here. And that look that she gives her, she's like, Mr. Lawton's here. Should I show him up, man? So it's like, that's your husband, bitch.
Yeah, Anne's like, I'm done with you now. You can deal with this all on your own.
So
you want to talk to me about how pathetic I am? How pathetic are you right now?
And then, you know, did you take time to think about what I asked you? She's like, I didn't think you were being serious. Oh, that gaslighting bitch. They're killing me.
Anyway, I'll just leave you to it.
Yep. I declined to go somewhere cool for you. But no, instead. Ugh. Seeing as your husband's here, bitch, I guess I'll leave.
You to enjoy his company. I'm out.
And then she throws her brother up in her face.
Well, she brought up Miss Walker. She's like, fine, I'll let you know that me and your brother are friends.
Yeah, and we talk about you.
And your brother thinks you an asshole, too.
And I tell you what, the narcissist hates when you talk about them to other people that are close to them. Ooh.
That's because they're worried that more than one person can have them figured out.
Yep. And she's just handling like a boss. Here, sit down, have some tea. I'll have somebody send it up. Look at that purple-ass pimp outfit he's got on. He looks like the Joker from Batman or some shit.
He really does.
He does.
I mean,
and Walker wears black,
he was
and
quite
I wear
the fuck
purple.
Boy or the fuck grandpa.
Hey, I ain't mad at him. Purple pimp, old school grandpa.
I've hired a set of rooms, but who knows? Maybe you want to stay here with Anne.
He did throw that shade, didn't he? Maybe you want to stay here with your girlfriend. I mean, I got a place, but whatever.
And Ann don't care. She's like, Charles and I know that we are both banging you, so we're going to leave you here to figure it out because you're the pathetic one.
Yep. You're the bitch.
But moving on to sadder tides.
There's our little cinnamon roll in the window, just so sweet and soft and cute.
That's a sweet little cinnamon roll. Right now, she's like the last cinnamon roll left on the pan that didn't get enough icing.
No, I think she's like the middle one with the most icing. The good one that doesn't have any crisp edges because it was softly protected by all the other cinnamon rolls.
But then she wouldn't be sitting there alone, though.
Some people don't know the good thing. Kristen, they don't know the good thing. They don't realize the value of the cinnamon roll that wasn't up against the edges of the pan. You know what I'm saying?
I feel sorry for those people because the middle one is definitely the best.
Well, I think Ann Lister knows that. She does. She's thinking about it.
This mirror scene, yeah. The juxtaposition.
The way it's shot. She can feel it.
And, you know, Sophie Rundle, that is the most realistic break my heart and make me want to die crying that I have ever seen in my life.
See, and I believe in energies, and I believe that you can really feel the people that you're closest to in the world, and I haven't met my person yet, so I don't know that that's maybe how it works, but I wonder. You know?
I fully believe that.
Yeah.
I think if you can direct enough energy into the universe with someone that you're connected to make them feel it, if they're open to it.
Yeah, I believe you're right. So she feels it. She feels her baby wants her. And she can hear her ex-girlfriend arguing with her husband upstairs.
And she just a reminder of what a badass I am.
Jaunty piano music, and I'm out.
And I'm out.
Mm-mm. Top hat above, and we're out the door. It's London. There's shit to do.
Oh, my cinnamon sweet little roll.
This is so sad.
Oh, honey. Sweet little thing. She broke a glass.
And now she sees some blood.
And pulls that piece of... Man, that was a very well shot. Because that really looked like she really pulled a piece of glass out of her skin.
Yeah, shout out whoever did the special effects for this. Because that was amazing. And so she has this hard moment of weakness.
She's so numb.
Yeah, that come in her...
Eugenie's out here acting crazy, hitting herself. And Anna's like, I have already dealt with one crazy bitch today.
Don't damage yourself, your property.
Pretty much. On that moment, she almost said Scotland. She said, we're going to, and then stopped herself.
Because everybody's acting crazy and she's over it. We have a change of plan. We're going to, girl.
You should have went to get your baby right then.
We both hollered that the first time. We were like, go get your baby.
We really did. The first time that we watched this episode, we both were like, go get your baby.
Go get your cinnamon bun. What's wrong with you? But anyway, she mad. She pissed. She yelling at them. Go, oh, and she breaking the fourth wall. And an angry, confused, scared. What a look. What a weird look that was.
It's a look of saying, I know that you see me having emotion. But you better not say it.
And here comes the sister, to find out that Anne has done a bad thing.
And that's when you know there is not that much blood from that... Just a little cut on her hand.
Oh, I don't know.
And her sister knows now that she's cut herself. She falls out. And Jesus Christ, after everything that we've been through, how are you going to end the episode like that with our little cinnamon roll passing out on the floor?
Yeah, that's a rough way to end that fucking episode.
Let me drink this Madeira.
Cheers.
Cheers to our sweet, precious little cinnamon roll.
But next episode is going to be good. So we got that.
Alas, guys, we have the penultimate episode and finale of Gentleman Jack. Are You Still Talking? Coming next week. And we're very excited about it.
Yep. So thank you for sticking with us through this episode. It was a fun little jaunt, in my opinion. Lots of fun things to make fun of.
Right up until the very end.
Yeah. That's how Sally Wainwright be doing you, though. That's how she be doing you.
So much like life.
Yeah.
Like, it's all fun and games.
Yeah.
Until the end of episode 7.
Exactly. Exactly. It's so well done. Anyways, thank you for joining us for this episode. So, what do we got? Some things we want to talk about. We got our Gentleman Jack nomination for this week. We got one. I'm very excited.
Yes, we do. We got an email from Emily, and she emailed us and nominated her girl, Cody. And I'm just going to read the email that she sent to us. So our Gentleman Jack this week goes out to Cody. You were nominated by your girl, Emily. And she wrote into us and said, "My girl Cody and I have been together for 5 years, and I love her more every day. She makes me laugh constantly. She is endlessly supportive. She's a sweet cat mom. She's wildly creative. And her spirit of adventure and wanderlust is greater than anyone I've ever met. So great that we have made a point to travel as often as possible and are working toward a future where we live on the road in an RV. Oh, and she's also super hot." "We have been joking ever since we first watched Gentleman Jack that she is the Ann Lister to my Ann Walker. She walks with confidence. She doesn't care what anyone thinks of her, and she knows she's the shit. But I have to say, she does make me investigate strange noises in the night because I'm closer to the door than she is. Thanks to your trial of the Madeira, we hunted down a bottle ourselves and have been enjoying it. We love listening to your show and are now calling Ann Walker a cinnamon roll all the time."
Yay!
So a shout out to Cody. You are very clearly a Gentleman Jack in your own life. And thank you for being you on this planet.
Absolutely. But stop making her go see what that scary noise was. Come on, guy.
Take turns.
I love that that's kind of like one of the things that stuck with people in their relationship. They're like, who does go see what the scary noise was?
Whose job is this? Yeah,
whose job is that? Take your short hair out there and figure it out.
That needs to be in the contract.
Yeah, put that in your vows, you guys. That's very important. Shout out to our Gentleman Jack. Shout out to all our listeners for writing in. Like, you guys, we love you so much. We appreciate the emails about anything interesting you hear on our set. If you hear something that we get wrong, send that to us too. We'd love that kind of stuff. Like, we just enjoy our listeners so much, and we just really appreciate you guys.
The conversations that we've had with you guys are just incredible, yep, and the reason why we love to do this.
Yep. So speaking of which, we got new listeners this week, so read out those new places.
Yeah, we want to add a couple new geographic regions to our listenership. And this week, we've got the Philippines, Jamaica, Belgium, Romania, and Hong Kong, China.
Man, that's amazing. And I still want to shout out our North Korea listener. You're a badass, dude.
We're just going to shout out North Korea.
You're our most rebel lister sister, and we're proud of you.
It could be more than one. I mean, it just says less than 1%. But with as many streams as we have, less than 1% could be a number.
Well, if people, you guys are there, we're so proud of you. We love you. And
we bet
you
y'all
listening.
Are a gang.
Yeah. Yeah. We just picture your sexy little lesbian gang, just a pirate listening to our podcast. Like, y'all are badass, right? Send us an email.
Secretly.
Yeah. What's our email again?
Again, our email is tophattopics.podcast@gmail.com.
And what's our Insta?
We don't officially have an Instagram. I do have the podcast attached to my Instagram, though, which is @agoodtalltale. And we have our Twitter, of course, as well, which is @hattopics.
Nice. And you can follow me privately on Insta, too, JesterGen13. And follow us on Facebook and all that kind of stuff. And you guys, we love you. And we'll see you next week for Are You Still Talking?
The grand finale.
Love you guys. Bye.